There is only one Mark Stevens, and he joins us. How many times have you been down to the pool?
I've been to Warrnambool probably 5 or 6 times. Have you? I went there as a kid. My uncle lived there. I reckon I was 7 or 8. And the big tourist attraction was the Fletcher Jones factory. I remember. I think it's still
there. It's no longer there now.
No longer there.
Well, it's there, but it's shut down. So
it was huge attraction.
A park there.
You could tour through as they made the suits and whatever. And I remember going fishing out on the pier there.
Well, you'll love the pool. You'll be able to do a little bit of sightseeing down there.
My mate was chef at the Warrnambool Hotel for a while. I've played golf but I haven't been to Warrnambool for 10 years, I reckon. So I'm looking forward to it.
Wow. There'll be lots of people pretty excited to see Steve-O wandering the streets of Warrnambool.
I interviewed Jonathan Brown down there once for a story. I think it was at the Whalers. That would have been right, wouldn't it?
Oh, no doubt. It's the number one place down there. It's where everyone goes to. But I think a Cali for you tonight. That'll be the go.
Yeah, Port Ferry. It's a bridge too far. We've just got to get to Warrnambool to start with, Michael. But it'd be great to watch the footy tonight, won't it? It'd be interesting to see.
No, the Cali is in Warrnambool. So
oh, okay. Well, I thought you meant the Caledonian.
So the Cali at Warrnambool is a very, very good pub indeed.
Okay.
Who are you backing tonight? Because you'll be watching the footy.
I think Geelong. I think the weather will suit the Cats. I just think probably more of a wet weather type of side. It's still going to be slippery. We've had a lot of rain. It'll be interesting to see how the surface plays out after so much slippage in recent days and games at that ground. So I think the weather favours Geelong.
Are they predicting rain tonight, though?
Probably not, but we've had a fair shower down, so it's still going to be damp underfoot. And look, I think it'll be a real slugfest, and I think that will suit the Cats, who are pretty good in this type of weather down at Geelong, aren't they? Carlton, more a fast-track side, I'd say.
I'm surprised that there is continued money for Carlton.
Well,
the line's now 8.5, and they're into $2.30. I thought Geelong would be a pretty dominant side tonight.
Without Stewart and also Henry, who's a potential backman, a little bit fragile down back, but of course George Hewitt's out with a hand injury for Carlton. Jack Martin also in doubt with a calf, will probably miss. So the issue is, Mikey, you've got no Walsh and no Hewitt. You're starting to look thin in the middle.
Yeah, it's a bit of a worry. They're going to have to definitely win that battle. Obviously no Pitternet in, so TDK is going to have his work cut out for him, and Jack Silvani will be his backup. But yeah, without Hewitt, I don't like Carlton's chances tonight. I think he's too much of one of our most valuable midfielders in the team. Him and Cripps are our most valuable midfielders. So Chera and Kennedy going to have big games tonight.
He's jumped off, Mikey, so get on the Cats.
Well, he knows them better than most of us. So it's good to see that Mikey's a realist. He's not just a cheerleader.
You'll be at the game?
Yeah, I'm very confident, but tonight I'm a little bit not confident, a little bit flat tonight.
Obviously, hopefully the weather clears up for the crowd. It should be another big one, although Thursday night, Geelong involved. You wouldn't expect it to be a blockbuster crowd. More of a TV event tonight, I think.
It'd be 60 there, wouldn't 60? It?
50. I'd say.
Okay.
Well, it's hard to come down from the Cattery on a Thursday night if you're a Geelong fan. But the way
it's a Carlton home game.
Yeah, it is. So,
No, I reckon 60.
All right. We'll check that one out tomorrow.
Any other team news of note?
Not really. We're waiting, obviously, on all the other teams to come out tonight. Jack Bowes is in for Geelong, the Gold Coast recruit. And Cooper White, they announced him as the debutant yesterday. And then you look at the teams, he's in the emergencies. So that means he's going to be the sub.
So there's
Chris
a lot
got
of,
announced it, there's so a lot it's
of,
confusing.
There's a lot of debate. He's officially given a game in his record. So if you're making your debut, do you want to be a sub that comes on
I think they should mandate that every debut should be in the starting 22. Wouldn't be that hard to do. You start on
It's an inauspicious debut when you have your family there, you get the jumper presentation, everyone's there, and then you might get maybe a run in the last 15 minutes.
Yeah, so it was unusual. I did a press conference, a lot of fanfare about White debuting, and then he's named in the emergency. So maybe someone in the team at Geelong there's made a bit of a mistake.
If they've already named their sub 24 hours out, they've named the team, named the sub, why can't they just name the sub when they name the team for every single game? Because we had someone text in yesterday on the Big V saying, well, it's good for fantasy. I know if they're not in the team, they're not going to be a sub, but just name the sub.
Yep, I agree.
Name the sub.
I agree. The other big news at the moment is Taran Thomas at North. I mean, he's in more trouble now, Michael. Can you believe this? So he's been sidelined indefinitely. Effectively, they've given him today off from training as North investigates further. There's fresh allegations of inappropriate texts to women. So North are gathering info today. They're looking at the timing on whether it happened before the start of Feb or after. Of course, he went on some leave when this issue surfaced in early February. So they need to work out the timing of it. It'd be crazy if it was after this came to a head. So if it's before, it obviously changes things a little bit. So he's out indefinitely. His career now very much on the line. Alistair Clarkson was due to meet the media today. That's been put off till tomorrow at the airport. So might be a bit of media management 101 there, just to take a bit of the sting out of this story, find out exactly where it's at before he fronts the media at the airport tomorrow, Michael, because you wouldn't want journos hanging around down there, would you, chasing people?
Well, if they don't have the full details as yet, it'd be hard for Alistair Clarkson to comment on it if they're still trying to do their due diligence in that area, but it doesn't sound good at all. Interesting, yesterday, there's been a backflip from the AFL surrounding this Israeli flag. How did that all unfold?
Well, it's a complicated issue. So as a young fan who is actually a Carlton supporter, turned up in North Gear with an Israeli flag to support Harry Sheezel. He's a Jewish boy himself. So a historic day, really, for the Jewish community with Sheezel playing. And what happened was he got through the game. It was evident on TV that there was a flag flying, an Israeli flag. There was a couple of complaints. The head of security on this issue with the AFL sent an email to one of the complainants explaining that we should have confiscated the flag and they're not allowed for political reasons, etc., etc. That email was leaked. And then the AFL later in the day said it was misinterpreted. In fact, you can bring the Israeli flag in. So sounds like an overzealous security head has probably used the wrong language in an email to one of the complainants. That's been leaked. And now the AFL are saying you can bring any flag you like in. I'm not sure the Russian flag is welcome, but they're saying every flag.
I don't understand what the issue was in the first place.
I didn't get it either, because you can fly the American flag for Mason Cox, you can fly a rainbow flag, you can do anything, really, as long as it's obviously not a Nazi flag or something with what's been happening of late. So that was really surprising. Just shows the delicate nature of the world we live in at the moment, though, Michael, that some people complained.
Yeah.
We're just celebrating a kid's debut.
Your mate, Jake Stringer, fit and raring to go?
Yeah, his hamstring's healed. He's fit and ready to go, probably in the VFL, though, I would assume. That's my gut feel. He'll have a run in the twos just to get himself right. Too much of a risk to put himself into a high-intensity game against the Suns. Anthony McDonald, Tip and Woody's got quad soreness. Probably won't play. So, yeah, it was only the sub came on, had an explosive effect on the game, and it looks like he might have blown his quad out.
Gee whiz. I hope he's all right and he can get back soon. We're going to quickly whip around because time's against us. We'll do the tips here because it's the Thursday. Carlton, Geelong.
Geelong.
Carlton.
Geelong. Well, you change your mind.
I never tip against Carlton.
Brisbane, Melbourne.
Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Melbourne. Collingwood, Port Adelaide.
Collingwood.
Collingwood.
Collingwood. Adelaide, Richmond.
Richmond, just.
Richmond.
Richmond. Bulldogs, Saints.
Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, just.
Yeah, I think it's a lot closer than the market. I'm Bulldogs, but it's $1.47 to $2.70. Mm. Fremantle North.
Fremantle by 8 goals plus.
Fremantle.
Yeah, Fremantle. Could be 60 plus. Sydney, Hawthorn.
Sydney, 8 goals plus.
Sydney, certainly.
Yep, Sydney. Essendon, Gold Coast.
Danger, danger game. Essendon by 1 point.
1 point.
Essendon by, a close margin, but they'll win.
Okay. So you don't think they'll cover the 10.5 line? All right. West Coast, GWS.
West Coast will be prodded into action by the local media.
Really?
Yeah, I think they'll fire up over at home. And it's only GWS. They're not a powerhouse.
I can't understand those odds. I'm West Coast, yep, for sure.
Really?
$2.05. Overs.
Gee, I thought West Coast were average. I'll be going GWS. Good on you, gents. Hey, I'm looking forward to stories from down at the Bull.
Yes.
We will hear you live tomorrow morning from Ladybug. Make sure you get out in the paddle boat when they are taking the horses.
Yeah, we heard that last year. Quinny got
for
out.
For a
that
swim.
That was great radio.
Yeah.
Waves were flapping.
I reckon you should be that man this year.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're doing that stunt, are we?
I think you'd be perfect.
Yeah, I could take Andrew's little... he loves that mic that he carries around. He doesn't let me have it, though, so I think maybe send Andrew out in the boat.
Steve-O, enjoy tonight wherever you end up at the Bull, and we'll hear you and all the boys for the launch of the Waterville Carnival down there in Lady Bay tomorrow morning.
Thanks, guys.